Bishul Perak Aleph Seif Chof Gimel. Devar Mutzak Mavushal Haninimuach Betoch Kedei Chimum. You've got a solid which comes liquidy when you heat it up. Nachleku Aposkim Mimuta Lachamin Dovah Mavushal Tzoylen Asher Betchilat Achimum Mutzak Veseif Elias Nimuach Ulishamem Lachum שהיה צלדת בו, כגון חתיכס בוסת סננס שצוי חידי החימום זוב ממנו מויעל ושומן. What's the case? The case is when you've got something which is the beginning, when you put it on the, when you put it to heat up, it is now, the, meanwhile, solid. But after you heat it up and it comes to Yad Seledis, it gets liquidy. And it comes now liquid. Do we consider it as a solid or do we consider it as a liquid? Like we said the difference before, if it is a solid, ain't bishul acha bishul. If it is a liquid, then yes, bishul acha bishul, if it got cold. Now this thing was cold. If it's considered a liquid, it's considered yes, bishul acha bishul, because it was cold. Yes, matim kiven shebeshas nesinose eitzel eishu yavesh. Vein bishul acha bishul bedova yavesh. He said, eichatimsa is kagon, you've got meat, which has got on it, when you warm it up, it comes out from it, juice. Do we, yes, I mean, some people say, the Mogna Prom says, that be allowed to do it. We look after when you put it on the fire. When you put it on the fire, it was a solid. We don't say afterwards it's considered a liquid, even though it comes melted afterwards. Yes, I mean, kadinoi kadovalach. Kivishuni moach, v'achakach mitchamim, v'ari ze osa. And the levosh. Others say that it is also because we consider it as a liquid, since afterwards it comes into a liquid. The da'at ha Mishnah Berurah v'chaznish lokel v'zeh. According to the Mishnah Berurah and the Chaznish, one can take on the lenience, which means to say that one can go and take on that is considered a solid, not a liquid. V'lechein mutar l'chamem chatichos basal mevushel she'ein imam reitiv nozli. If you have a piece of meat which now, as when you put it on the place which you want to warm it up, it is not got there yet any liquid, then it's considered a solid, even if afterwards when you heat it up, it'll come to liquid. Brackets. Kagurin shayu monochas bimikare, volit namagabe amecham. After sechide achim umzov mehem reitav umischam enochum and yad seledes, but it's allowed. That means you got a piece of meat which you put it on a place which will warm up, and afterwards it'll come to be come a kopon mechelek would be liquidy. There's no problem because it is meanwhile a solid. Bracket to the eight. The kamon perik dalat seif memzayin shemiyesh bekli kamos gedoyla shashuman aroitav shenikoshu ein lechamon mishmeisa moilet. Later on we learn that there is such a thing called moilet. Moil is like noilad. That means if you've got a lot of liquid, if the end will be a lot of liquid, maybe you'll be a problem from making it from a solid to a liquid. So making from a solid to a liquid is a problem for moilet. Om nom, linim nisina, suka umelach, shekvan espash, lo toich maim chamim, kos, ma mishnabot, it says, li zoe bezer, shlolin, na mekeli, vishn lachat chila. Aber de keli sheni dato ila hati. Sugar and salt. Sugar and salt is a machloikas if one's allowed to put it into, if it's considered something which is cooked or not. It is considered something which is cooked, of course, because it's been cooked. But the shaila is, since it melts, maybe we're going to consider it as a liquid. According to what we learned before, it should come out, we consider it as a solid. But the Mishnah Berurah clapped this. He says we consider it as a liquid concerning putting it in a keli rishon. Putting it in a keli sheni, he says we are allowed to do that. But in a keli rishon, he says one should not put in salt or sugar because we do consider, let's say, better the toiv li zoeh. Mishnah Berurah says it's good. He doesn't say it is also, he says it's toiv li zoeh. It's good to be careful not to put it into a keli rishon. Lachat chila. That means he says it's better not to put it into a keli rishon. But in the keli sheni, it says you're allowed to do that. Yeah. Really, he asks in the footnote, why is it more stringent than what we learned before, that the Mishnah Berurah took on with meat, that it is allowed. She says maybe the svara is because this melts straight away when you put it into the water, and there's no time in between. Not like a piece of meat, which takes time. Meanwhile, it's a solid, takes a long time till it comes a liquid. But here, straight away, when you put it in the water, comes a liquid. If it's considered disintegrating miyad, therefore it's considered a liquid. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah takes on lachatchila. If one can, toivli zoeh, you shouldn't put it in the keli rishon. In the keli sheni, he does allow you to do it. He says also one shouldn't pour from a keli rishon on sugar which is in the kois, because you're melting it. That's even a bit worse, because you're doing it, but you're dying, you're melting it straight away from iris pouring over. If you pour over from a keli rishon onto the sugar, you're melting it straight away with your hands. And straight away, when you melt it, and when you carry on pouring over, you're carrying on pouring over to melted sugar. At the beginning it was a solid, and afterwards when you pour over the second pouring, I mean it's not the first pouring already makes it liquidy, the second pouring already makes it something which is liquid, already you're cooking. So it could be a problem. That's why that could be worse. In brackets, he said, "Ureel, come on, Masif, some access to Adin. They now make the vision of Techmaim Chamim, Shunimor, Bam Kvasuka, Velachain, Yes, Lizom, and Oisim, Maim Chamim, and I make them the Tech Kois Tay." Says like this, a big chidush. Says it, Shame the Sheshach, Shame the Shlema Zalman. That if a person has a cup which has got inside it water, which has got inside it sugar, which has melted, one should not pour over to this cup from a keli rishon, because the sugar inside it is considered uncooked, even if it is now cooked, even if it is now hot again, but it's not hot from when it was before. It finished its heatness, which was before. To heat it up again, it doesn't help us. It has to be the first heatness which helps it to stay as cooked. This is already a new heating up. A new heating up doesn't help us. Therefore, it's considered it's cold still. Therefore, even though if you don't see it in the water, it's considered still there is sugar in the water, and you're now making the sugar which is in the water cook. So he says, "B'shem b'shem zalman from the sheshach, a big chiddush, and one shouldn't pour over from a keli rishon to a cup which has got sugar inside it."